主你下弟子俾平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
你嚟就平安冇
？Do you have peace coming here today?
经过中水嘅时阵，心内平安未
？When you were passing through the flood waters, did you have peace?
啊，顶三礼拜，咱有讲到约翰福音三章十六到十七节。
Three weeks ago, we talked about John 3:16 and 17.
所以今日，咱咪继续讲哦。
So today we will continue with that.
但是我，如果问恁会晓念默念约翰福音三章十七节呢
？But first, let me ask: Can you memorize John 3:17?
唔是十六节啊。
Not 16.
上会晓会晓。
Who here can recite John 3:17?
我空。
Oh no.
我记是讲惊头一句诶，难难话，我空啊。
That's my son's first Chinese words. Oh no.
头一等有帮你团队会晓念。
In the first service, there was Pastor Bonnie who could recite John
3:17.
So he should, now we should be able to recite it.
约翰福音三章十六节、十七节，咱顶三礼拜有讲到，咱有关需要这个福音的真理。
Three weeks ago, we talked about how we still need the gospel, the principle in John 3:16 and 17.
无论咱的社会进入了后现代主义、后来基督教的主义。
Regardless of whether our society is now in the post church culture or post modern culture,
in the
post modern principle talks about how it has departed from the church.
The
Philippines is now in the post modern world. But we also know that there is a post Christian principle.
就是将基督推去到推渡去了一边。
And this principle, this doctrine, this principle states that Christ is placed separately.
意思是咱无阁想看基督伫咱的生活中应该都怎表现。
It means that we do not think of Christ or we do not apply Christ in our everyday lives.
但是咱顶三礼拜讲到，伫即款的情形内面，咱的社会，咱本身需要福音的真理，约翰福音三章十六节的真理。
And we concluded that despite of the postmodern world, despite of the post-Christian culture, we still need the doctrine in John 3:16-17.
所以，干那是需要呢
？So why do we need it？
这是今仔日咱的第约翰福音三章十八到二十一节看到。
This is what we will be tackling in John 3:18-21.
今日唔是只有要讲到福音，乃是今日是咱人需要福音。
Today we're not only going to talk about the gospel, but we're going to talk about why people need the gospel.
咱用一段时间讲到咱的情况啦。
We will be talking about what we need.
Who we are.
Who we are.
咱是什么款啊
？Just what kind of people are we？
所以这个不简单。
So this is not easy.
因为时常咱爱听上帝听人。
Because oftentimes we want to hear about how God loves us.
但是要讲到人的情况的时阵，咱较无爱听。
But when we're going to talk about what kind of people we are, we kind of don't want to talk about.
所以好无，咱个即卖三甲来三甲祈祷。
So can we once again pray together?
求主借着伊的话语对咱每一个人来讲话。
That may God's word speak to us today.
三甲祈祷。
Let's pray.
特别上帝求你透过约翰三章十八到二十一节对阮每一个人来讲话，何阮那需要责备的求你责备阮，需要安慰的求你安慰阮，需要鼓励求你鼓励阮，需要力量的求你赐力量，求你的话，求你的圣灵运行伫阮的心内，伫阮的思想内，何阮真实活出你喜悦的生活。安尼祈祷上最后圣名求。咱头先来看约翰三章十七节。
Let's first look at John 3:17.
啊，那会读了，慢慢看哦，都是读了。
For those who can recite it, then good for you.
伊讲，因为上帝赐伊的独生子降世，唔是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因伊得救。
John 3:17 says, "For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him."
上帝差派伊的独生子多谢了肉身来到世上，唔是要定罪。
God sent His Son to the world not to condemn the world.
伊唔是来哦，要甲你讲哦，你的罪是甚么？你的罪是甚么
？He didn't come to berate you about your sins.
伊来的目标、的目的，唔是要定罪。
His purpose in coming is not to condemn. But rather, his main purpose was to come here to die on the cross and save you and me. But the problem is, why did he have to die for you and me in the first place? In John 3:18, we see it says that for that those who have not believed in him have already been condemned. It means that even before Christ came to the world, we were already condemned. We live in sin. We are sinners. Oftentimes, we don't want to hear about this. We don't want to hear people telling us that we are sinners. And there, we have a lot of wrong ideas about who we are and how it relates to the Bible telling us that we are sinners. First, a lot of people think that they are sinners because they committed some sort of sin. A lot of people think that they actively committed a sin, that's why they become sinners. And if this is the case, then a smart aleck will say that, hey, I never committed any sin, so I'm not a sinner. But this is contrary to what the Bible says. Because the Bible doesn't say that we become sinners when we actively commit a sin. But rather, the Bible tells us that we become sinners because we refuse to accept Christ. The Bible tells us we are sinners, and that is why we commit sin. I am a sinner, and that is why I commit sin. It is not because I commit a sin and then I become a sinner. It means that when God sees us, he sees us as sinners. And the natural act of a sinner is to sin. So this is the first thing that we have to change. God doesn't see us as sinners because we committed the sin, but rather God sees us as committing a sin because we are first sinners. Second, the second wrong principle. Often, Chinese, even if they are Christians, we believe that we are naturally, we are inherently
good.
Especially when your skin is a bit on the yellow side, you would feel that there is some good in you. Oftentimes we hear the Chinese say, hey, I'm not that bad. I didn't commit that many sins. So why am I sinning? So why would the yellow-skinned people think this way? Because that is our mindset, our culture. Why is this so? Because Confucianism affected us. It's good. For the young people, Confucianism is the teachings of Confucius. What is the main principle of Confucianism? We often say that Confucianism talks about respect. But what is its main underlying principle? Its basic principle is that man is inherently good. Because man is inherently good, we have to showcase this goodness outwardly. And when we showcase this outwardly, then society will become good.
So Jesus is saying, man is good.
So in terms of filial piety or respect, it Confucianism thinks, believes that man is inherently respectful.
但是这个孝顺都表现出来。
But we just need to showcase this filial piety, this respect outwardly.
这个儒家的思想跟先贤完全的无同。
And this principle of Confucianism is contradictory to what the scripture says. The Bible doesn't say that we are inherently good. In fact, the Bible tells us that every child, every baby born is already a sinner. We have a principle in theology where that is called total depravity. Total depravity does not mean that we are totally bad. But rather, total depravity means that we are total sinners. We are not able to save ourselves. We need an external factor to save us. Do you know what? Do you know that for a child, you don't need to teach him how to sin? There's no need to teach a child how to sin. It comes naturally to them. You don't need to teach him how to lie. One day they will just learn how to lie. You don't have to teach him a step-by-step guide on how to lie. Because the moment he was born, he was already a sinner. I have three kids. My youngest, when she was 3 years old, one night when I was home and I went inside my room, my daughter was sleeping in my bed. And she was so cute and looked so angelic. Thereafter, I went to their room. And I saw her big sister crying in their room. My eldest daughter and my youngest daughter have an age difference of
4 years old.
So the 3-year-old was sleeping while the 7-year-old was crying. So I asked the elder sister, why are you crying? Because the younger, she told me, because Shobe, the youngest sister, threw or bashed my head with the remote control. And I said, that's not possible. She's sleeping. And she said, no, it's true. She did it. So I went back to my room. I looked at the remote control. It was crap. And then I looked at her and I said, but she's really sleeping. But of course, what the eldest sister said is more believable. So I went near. So I went near the youngest, and before I even reached her, she woke up. She was fake sleeping. And suddenly she cried. And as parents, you know that this is a sinner. Hey, I'm a pastor. I didn't teach her. I didn't teach her how to pretend to sleep. I didn't teach her how to throw a remote control at her sister. And I didn't teach her to cry before I even came before her. But why would she do all of these? As parents, you know what I mean. Even if you love your children, at some point you have to admit that they are sinners. Every infant born is already a sinner, and they are already condemned by sin.
Fyodor Dostoevsky.
In Russia, there's a Russian author named Fyodor Dostoevsky. You probably don't know him. He probably those who read, who studied English major,
philosophy, psychology
know him.
Adi na empat ini na tak tiak hakai kap simli hakai empat i din yang kai buat saya tiga pelah.
And if you study these majors and don't know him, then you probably shouldn't have graduated.
Crime and Punishment.
He wrote a lot of books. One of them is called Crime and Punishment. He is very popular. He's famous because he affected a lot of people's thinking in the future. He affected the communist principles of China and Russia. Germany's Hitler's principle of Nietzsche. So if you want to know more about these principles, you might want to read his books.
Crime and Punishment.
And one of the titles of his book is Crime and Punishment. This is a storybook. This is fiction. I read half of it and I stopped and I slept. It's not as interesting as Harry Potter. It talks about a young Russian. He was very poor. And once he saw a shop owner. And he knows that the shop owner had money. So he planned and he devised a scheme on how to get this shop owner's money. So the first chapter talks about his inner desires and his plans. So basically, he murdered the shop owner. And thereafter, he took the money of the shop owner. And later he became a very wealthy man. But this book has over 20 chapters. So do you know what chapter 2 up until the last chapter talks about? It talks about him taking on the consequences of his action in murdering the shop owner. It's true that he became wealthy and he had a comfortable life. But his wrongful action, the consequences of his action, followed him unto his death. That is the main point of the book. The wrong things we do follow us our entire lives. Then the Bible says that we are sinners. And the wages of sin is death.
So every baby, every son,
So do you know that every baby, every infant, every grandchild is walking the path of death? Grandparents probably know. When grandparents see their grandchildren, they're very happy. But unfortunately, these children are also walking the path of death. Because these are the consequences of sin. This should be the result of sin. And this is something that must be accepted by sinners. But God loves us. God loves us and He sent His only Son to die for us. Our story should end with death. But God wants to save us. But so why do some people still continue to sin? How are people condemned by sin?
Right now?
In John 3:18, we see that the reason why people are still condemned is because they don't believe in Christ.
真简单啊！咱今仔日咱传福音，伊无必信迄个福音，伊无必信主耶稣，伊会做受定。
It's very simple. If someone doesn't believe in Christ, then he will be condemned.
所以咱今仔日都完全出力传福音，因为这个是人的灵魂在咱的
So we have to exert effort in sharing the gospel because we hold people's lives in our hands. But people not only do not want to accept the gospel. Let's look at John 3:19. Verse 19, and this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. We need to be clear about what the scripture is telling us today. Oftentimes, when we share the gospel, the good news to people, we think that that person is situated in the middle ground of morality. In other words, when you share the gospel to him, we think that they have the option, the choice to decide whether to accept it or not.
所以咱讲啊，伊接受主，所以伊决定接受，啊，伊无要接受，伊决定，所以徛伫一个中立的地位。
So we think that if he accepts it, then he becomes a child of God, and if he doesn't, then he gets condemned. So we see him initially as standing in the middle ground.
但是约翰三章十九节唔是安尼讲啊，约翰三章十九节互人看到咱每一个人无徛伫中立的地位。
But this is not what John 3:19 says. Instead, John 3:19 clearly tells us that people do not stand on the middle ground. We have already chosen. We have already rejected the light. God is the one who is pulling us away from the darkness and into the light. We're not the ones choosing to go with the light. But rather, it is God who sent His only Son to drag us, to pull us into the light.
我今日你讲，唔使讲啊！伫熟悉的代志都无安尼发生，但是你看你，咱今日看咱家己心内，真是安尼啊。
You might think that this is not true, but if you examine yourselves closely, you will realize that this is true.
圣经讲，咱大家人行迷路。
The Bible tells us that we all walk the path of death.
羊敢那是行迷路，以赛亚书五十三章，敢那是羊敢那是行迷路。
In Isaiah it says the sheep walks the path of destruction. Why is this so?
因为伊在本哦，就是无要听牧者的声音嘛。
Because they don't want to listen to the voice of the shepherd.
罗马书三章十九十一节怎啊讲呢？
In Romans 10-13, how does it say?
伊讲亲像经顶所记的，无有一个异人，连一个无有一个明白的，无有一个祈求上帝。
Romans 3:10-11 says, "There is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God."
也严重迄句话。
It's very heavy.
伊唔是只有讲咱无义啊，无人。咱是无一个人去找上帝。
Not a single one of us is going out to look for God.
你今仔你甲我今仔日来找求上帝，用时间来追求上帝哦，唔是因为咱头先找求上帝，那是上帝头先拯救咱。
Today, as you and I come here to this church to come before God, it's not us who are voluntarily going to Him, but instead it is Him who brought us to Him.
上帝将咱带去到光明的所在，所以咱才会找求伊。
God brought us into the light, and that is why we seek Him.
是上帝头先啊。
It is God who first acted.
上帝何咱供给咱那个力量来追求。
God gave us the strength to come and seek Him.
不是咱头先追求上帝。
It's not us who initially wanted to look for Him.
咱那明白这个的时阵哦，咱会较谦卑啦。
Once we understand this, we will learn how to humble ourselves.
咱知影咱是卑微的，有关上帝听咱、救赎咱，不是咱发达。
We realize that we are not able, and it is only through God who first loved us that we are able.
真正出表，你今仔日人看约翰三章十八到二十一节的时阵哦，特别在罗马规则哦，你看到
It's interesting how you look at John 3:16 to 18, especially in the last part, you see that John talks about the light several times. Did you list down how many times he mentioned the light?
5篇.
5 times.
讲过跟五篇.
John talked about the light 5 times.
一更呢，怎样是你讲主耶稣？
We know that the light means Jesus Christ.
为什么讲叫更的时阵？
Every time he mentions the light,
就是讲咱固执啦。
And he tells us that we rejected the light. So basically, he tells us 5 times that we rejected Christ. I know that people. I know that a lot of people in our midst right now hate darkness. Some people don't like sleeping in the dark, so they open a light. In the Philippines, parents don't like their children going out at night. So a lot of people will say, you know, I really don't like the dark. But the Bible tells us that inside of us, we actually prefer the darkness. We don't like the light. In fact, we rejected the light of all light. So how should we approach sin? It's not easy. It's not easy because our hearts like darkness. You know, as a pastor, I often have to confront people with sin. And I also have to confront my own sins. All of us are sinners. All of us have sin. All of us have to confront it. So how can one person confront his sin? How can a person experience true repentance? Brothers and sisters, when we confront sin, we're not simply confronting the consequences of sin. But rather, we have to confront our own sins, our own hearts. So when we want to help others in confronting their sins, it's not easy. Because in the end, it's that person who has to deal with his own sins himself. Why would I say this? What is sin? Is sin bad? Is sin totally, absolutely bad? Is there some good in sin? If you don't think about it, you might say, sin is absolutely bad. But if sin is totally and absolutely bad, why would you and I commit it? It's bad. If sin would result in your death immediately, would you commit it? Probably not. The reason why we commit sin is because we experience some sort of comfort and some sort of good. But it is not the absolute permanent good. So if there is comfort and there is good, this makes it very hard for people to push sin away. And we all know that sin is bad. Sin is wrong. But because it brings with it some comfort, some good, perhaps our mouths may say the wrong things, but our hearts embrace it. So all of us know this. So it's not easy to turn away from sin. It's hard to reject the sin inside us. Because our hearts are used to loving sin. Because our sins want some comfort, a little bit of good, a little bit of beauty. And all those, these are all temporary. How can we repent? How can we change? We cannot say that we just push it away and then we're over. Once we push something, a certain sin away on the side, we will always look for something else to replace it. This is often what happens. Sin will beget new sin. So a person may reject, put aside gambling, but then he would take on drugs. And this is often what happens. Because when we push sin away, there is a void in our hearts. And we replace it with something new. The reason why Christians are able to repent is because a Christian's heart is guided towards God. Brothers and sisters, when we confront sin, it starts with the heart. And the first step is that we have to look to Christ. We have to love Him with all our heart and all our
strength.
And we cannot just do this with our mouths, but we have to do it with our hearts. Because if we cannot do this, then there is no way that we can push away sin. You cannot push away sin because once you push it away, something else, something new will come and replace it. Only light can push away darkness. As an example, when a man falls in love with a woman, even if that woman falls in line with a line of very beautiful girls, he will not see that
girl.
It may be that the woman he loves is the ugliest in the multitude of women. But because he is so in love, he does not see the other girls. I'm not saying Christ is not beautiful. But what I'm talking about is how we can push away sin. When your eyes and your heart can clearly see Christ as the most beautiful of all, when Christ becomes our treasure, that is the only time that we can push away sin. When we choose God first and then push away sin, and not simply pushing sin away by itself.
So,
when we look at the condition of our
heart,
we know that we received salvation not because of ourselves. Oftentimes, we know that what we are committing is sin. But we also know that God is forgiving. And because of that, we don't have the strength to change. And Christ is gracious enough not only to accept us, but to give us strength to push sin away. When we accept God as our Christ, as our Lord and our Savior, when you have true acceptance, then your life will change.
等你接受主的时阵，主加罪你的击破的时阵，你随时会躲起罪。
On that day when you accept Christ, you will be able to push sin away.
更加真呢？
Why?
因为你看到主是更加予你影响的美丽，影响的欢喜，影响的平安。
Because you see that Christ will give you more joy and more peace.
就是。
And at that point, you will start rejecting sin. And that is the only way we can have the strength to push sin away. And your viewpoint of the world will also change. In the way you see your difficulties, your life problems will also change. It is not the world, not the situation that will change, but your viewpoint. You and I, our relationships change. Brothers and sisters, when we accept Christ, you and I, what changes is our values. What we see as most precious. What we see as most precious. When we see missionaries or people who sacrifice their lives for God, why are they able, why are they willing to sacrifice such an important thing? It is because they see that God, that Christ, is more valuable. Why are Christians able to push sin away? Because God, having Christ in our lives, brings us more joy.
So, how do we deal with sin?
So how can we reject sin? We all know. We have to accept Christ as our Lord and Savior. Romans, it says that therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So let me ask you, are you in Christ? Have you accepted Christ as your Lord, as your Savior? Is Christ the, what your eyes seek?
James Pike.
In the States, in the Episcopal Church, there is a very famous pastor named James Pike. In the 1950s, he became very famous. What is he famous for? He's famous for his liberal theology. He's famous for combining, merging several denominations.
So at
the height of his popularity, the Episcopal Church kept on promoting him. But later on, it changed. Because the more he tread this path, the more his values differed from the Bible. What is liberal theology? Liberal theology does not believe in Christ being God and miracles.
So
the more he tread this path, the more principles of theology that he pushed away. And in the end, the Episcopal Church didn't want anything to do with him. And what did he do after he was thrown out by the Episcopal Church?
Arthur Ford.
In the States, he went to look for a certain person named Arthur Ford.
Arthur Ford 是什么样的人呢?
Now, what kind of a person was Arthur Ford?
Arthur Ford 是什么样的人?
Arthur Ford was a mystic.
所以用差不多20年跟Arthur Ford同行，看什么？这是牧师，看什么？
So he spent around 20 years with Arthur Ford.
啊，那先讲了，我们的神学无神。
Now, this is a pastor who was dabbling in mystic. And let me first tell you, I am different from him. I believe that God is Christ is God. I not like James Pike. In the 1960s, he moved to Judea and he lived in the Judean wilderness. And he was planning to write a book entitled The Historical Jesus. I don't know if this book was published or not. But he died very pitifully. From the height of popularity to the point where no one even knows him.
Christopher Pike.
Now one of his sons is named Christopher Pike. Now because his father was famous. At the height of his father's popularity, he also did several things. At 15 years old, his father, who was a pastor, gave him marijuana to try. Now, before he was 20 years old, he already had experiences with several women. In the 1960s, his parents divorced, so he had nowhere to return home to. And eventually, his father even introduced Arthur Ford to him. This father should be executed. Now, before he even entered university, he mentioned that he already thought about killing himself over
15 times.
Through the grace of God, however, one day when he was enrolling at UC Berkeley, Now, if you've been to Berkeley, you notice that a lot of crazy people live there. A lot of crazy people preach on the streets. Thank God, however, on that day, there was a certain man named Ted Wise.
Ted Wise is a hippie.
Now, Ted Wise is a hippie, a hipster. And he was preaching on the streets of Berkeley. And on that day, he was preaching about John 3:16. So as Chris walked down the street, he listened to what this person had to say.
Ted Wise 讲这个福音的时阵，伊感觉，Ted Wise在讲的是伊。
As he listened to Ted Wise, he felt as if Ted Wise was speaking to him. After listening to Ted Wise, he went back home and he opened his Bible. And on that day, he became a Christian. Today, he's a pastor at the Presbyterian Church. This is a story of a father and a son. A pastor who is not a Christian, and the consequences of his life. A son who had a life full of troubles, but who eventually found God. You and I probably understand these stories. You and I, our lives probably don't differ that much. We probably have our own fields of difficulty. We have our own not beautiful areas in our lives. But in Christ, we can change.
In
Christ, He gave us a strength to push away sin. In Christ, there is grace and there is forgiveness.
As a pastor,
I noticed that sometimes when Christians sin, it is not that other people can't forgive them, but rather they can't forgive themselves, even if Christ already forgave them. They feel like they've committed such a big sin that God cannot forgive them. It's true that our sin really angers our God. But God's grace, God's mercy, God's forgiveness is greater than any sin. So today the gospel is before you and it's up to you to accept it or not. Perhaps you might say, let me think about it when I go home. Or you might say, let me pray about it when I get home.
Charles Spurgeon is the prince of preacher.
Charles Spurgeon, the prince of preachers, said, don't do this. Because the gospel is for the present. If you're going to wait until you get home, you don't know what might happen. Accept Christ right now. You won't regret it. Not that you won't have any problems. In fact, you will probably have bigger problems. But in the midst of problems, there is hope and there is peace. May you find Christ. The gospel is not for the past. And while the gospel does give you a future, it is not for the future. You and I need the gospel right now, in the present. I'm not only speaking to those who are unbelievers. I'm also speaking to the believers. As believers, the more we need the gospel. No, my greatest fear is when some Christians who have heard the gospel once and they think that they don't need to hear it again. Today, are you a Christian? Oftentimes, when I ask this question, a Christian would reply, Pastor, in February of 1990, I accepted Christ. But my question is not whether you were a Christian or you accepted Christ back then, but rather, are you a Christian right now? Right now. Right now, have you accepted His gospel today? Today. If you can ask yourself the gospel every day, all the more better. I'm not saying that salvation will pass away. Once God saves you, you are saved forever. But that's from God. But what about you? Do you know that you've been saved? I always ask myself every day. Brothers and sisters, when your pastor asks himself if he is saved every day, then you should also do it. I'm not saying that I doubt whether God's power is enough to save me. But rather, am I myself convinced that I am saved? Don't wait until you get home to think about this. Because if you're like me, once I get home, I'm hungry and I want to go to sleep. You have to think about it right now. Today you have to reject your sin, you have to accept Christ. May you have Christ. May Christ be your Savior and your Lord. Let's pray. Lord God, Lord, we come to you today with humble hearts. Lord, we thank you for sending your one and only Son to die for us, that we may have not only a present but a future with you. Lord, may oftentimes, O Lord, we forget our purpose in life. We get blinded by money, by relationships, by the things of this world. May you guide us once again as your children. May we be able to share your good word to others as well. In everything, O Lord, we give thanks to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.